Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, and I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hello, Jules. Hello. I hope you are doing great on this lovely Winning to Win Wednesday. Yes, we have made it to another week, another great Winning to Win Wednesday, and I'm so grateful to God. And I'm not going to hold it long. I'm just going to jump right on into it. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. I thank you, God, for your everlasting love, God. I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Lord God, forgive me for anything that I have did, said, or thought is not pleasing unto you. And God, as I go into this word, Lord God, that you have given me, this short word, Lord God, to encourage the Jews, Lord God, that will be listening, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, this word will touch someone's heart, Lord God. And Father God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, God. Father God, save, heal, set free, and deliver, Lord God. And God, I bless your name, Lord God, and I count it so and done. Your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Jules. So I'm not going to hold it long. I'm kind of under the weather a little bit. My nose a little stuffy. So I'm going to try to get through this the best I can. But I'm going to come short, a short little message. And as I was thinking about, Lord, what should I say to the Jules on today? And it was put in my heart, how much do I owe God? Y'all, we owe God so much. We owe God so much. Words cannot express, explain, or nothing can come to mind of how much that we owe the Lord. We owe him so much. God gave his only begotten son just for us. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And y'all, that right there within itself is enough for us to know that we owe God so much. We owe him our life. If God gave his son for us, why not give our life for him? Why not turn our hearts over to serve him? Why not believe in his son Jesus, that his son Jesus died upon the cross for our sins? Why not accept his son Jesus to our heart? Why not live for God? We owe God so much. He gives us life. He gives us health. He gives us provision. He gives us every resource that we need, God provides. So what's stopping us from giving him everything? I don't know about y'all, but me and my family, we make it our business to put God first in everything. Everything that we give, everything that we get, we give it back to God. Whether it's car, whatever it is, house. Even me and my husband, when we had our children, we gave our children back to God. And everything. So it's just like anything that we get, anything that we obtain, we give that right back to God. And we definitely give our tithes first and foremost off our income and everything. So those are just some of the ways that we say, Lord, we owe you. We owe you. But the most important way that you can do anything is to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Surrender all and give your heart to Jesus. That's what he wants. He wants that more than anything. He wants that more than anything for you to just surrender all and give your heart to him. So y'all, how much, think about it, really think about it. How much do you owe God? How much do you owe God? Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I owe him my life. I owe him my life. I owe him my everything. I owe him everything of me. I owe it to him. Why? Because he was so gracious and so kind and so loving and so merciful and so in all the above to me, to give me life and allow me to have life more abundantly. So I owe him my everything. Everything that's within me, I owe it to him and I give it to him wholeheartedly. So once again, ask yourself, how much do you owe God? Or do you even feel that you owe God anything? Let that ponder in your heart, in your mind. Do you think that you owe God anything, or do you know that you owe God everything? So, Father God, I thank you, God, for this short message, God. I thank you, God, this message will go forth and touch someone's heart, God, and allow them to know, Lord God, that we all owe you so much. We owe you our everything, Father God. And I just give you praise, God. And I pray, God, that your Jews will go out, Lord God, and serve you and live for you, God, wholeheartedly, Lord God. And God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So, question again. How much do you owe God? Be blessed.
Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye. Jules, welcome back to another great Winning to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You, I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winning to Win Wednesday, and I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold the time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winning to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hey, Jules, how are you all doing? This great, lovely Winning to Win Wednesday. Yes, God has blessed us to make it to another great week, another great Winning to Win Wednesday. And I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I'm just so blessed, y'all. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for you all tuning in, you all supporting. I just thank God. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for all he has done and for what he is going to do. And I just give God a praise. So I'm not going to hold it on. You all know how it already goes. I try not to hold the audio podcast long because, you know, I try not to hold it long. So let's just jump right on into it. Let's get into prayer. Father God, I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. God, I thank you, God, for the blood, Lord God, running warm in my vein, Lord God. I just thank you, God. Forgive us for anything that I've said, the thoughts not pleasing to you. Forgive me, God. And Father God, as I go into this audio podcast, Lord God, this short message that you have given me to give unto your people, unto your Jews, God, I ask you, Lord God, to increase, Lord God, in me, that I decrease my flesh, Lord God, that I will hear what you have me to say and say it, Lord God, with boldness, Lord God, Father God, Lord God, and that, Lord God, I will not only say it, Lord God, but Lord God, but the words will come out to help somebody else, Lord God, to know that, Lord God, nothing is impossible, Lord God, with you. Father God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, God, for I count it so and it shall be done. Your son Jesus, name I pray. Amen. All right, so let's get right on to it. So once again, as I, you know, come into and I ask God, oh God, what do you want me to tell the Jews, Lord? You know that this the Precious Jewel You is based foundationally based on catered towards forgiving yourself, the story behind my why of forgiving me and everything. You all can go on YouTube, the Precious Jewel You Ministry YouTube channel, and check out that video. But I also like to bring other elevating messages to you all, just to help us all elevate in life, elevate in every way possible, all for building up the kingdom of God in every way possible. So today I was like, Lord, I want to bring in a short word. So today I'm like, Lord, what should I say? And it just came to my mind about the word faith that he gave me years ago. He gave me this the acronyms for the word faith years ago. And I was like, wow, Lord, that is so true. So faith, if we take faith, the letters F-A-I-T-H, and we break it down, the acronyms that he gave me was fulfilling all impossibilities through him. And it's talking about, you know, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I was like, wow, yes, Lord. So I just want to give that out to you all. We got to have faith, y'all. Faith to fulfill all impossibilities through Him. Faith to fulfill all impossibilities through Him. Yes. So that's what that acronym of faith meant. He gave me years ago. Faith to fulfill all impossibilities through Him. And I just want to share that with y'all. Y'all, it takes faith. I don't know about y'all, but these days my faith has been, you know, like Lord, yeah. I mean, like it's been testing because it's so much that I'm trying to get done. It's so much that God is showing me. I'm like, Lord, how am I gonna do this? Like, you know, I know you're showing me the vision, you're showing it to me, you're showing this, but God, I'm going back, you know, like I'm looking at what I got, but going back to what He gave me before, use what you have. So you know, so I'm stepping out on faith and I'm using what I have, and just I'm allowing God to just work it out. So y'all, we have to, in this walk with Christ, in this walk in life in general, we have to have faith that know that God is the only way that the impossible can be fulfilled. He is the only way that any impossible situation, He is the only way that it can be fulfilled. So faith, fulfilling all impossibilities through Him. That's the only way that we can fulfill any type of impossibility there is, because He is the only one that can work out anything that's impossible. He is the only one. So anything that we see in front of us that we feel that is so, let's say we see a hill in front of us, we like, how in the world are we gonna get across this hill? How in the world are we gonna get across this mountain? How in the world are we gonna get through this tunnel, this valley? Y'all, it takes faith and it takes God to fulfill that impossible situation that's in front of us. It takes God to fulfill and to work out that impossible situation that we have staring in our face. It takes God to fulfill that. Only God. But we have to have the faith to know that God can do it. We have to have the faith to know that God is a God that can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We have to have the faith to know that God is the only one that can do the impossible. But we, like I said, we have to have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So y'all, it all ties in together. We have to have faith to please God, and we have to have faith to know that God can do the impossible, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it all works out together, y'all. And we gotta have faith to please God, and we gotta have faith to know that God is the only one that can do the impossible. I'm telling y'all, I'm like, Lord, that is so true. Once we come to that realization and know that God is the only one that can handle that very thing that we cannot handle. God is the only one that can handle that supernatural thing that we need, that we need to make happen, that miracle, that supernatural miracle that needs to be performed. God is the only one that can do it. He is. It's nothing of our being. It's nothing that we say. I know y'all, you know, I don't know about many of y'all, but a lot of us, we believe, you know, believe in the prophets. But the thing is, it's not the prophet that come and do things, you know, that come and say things and they happen. It's their faith, one, and it's the God that's within them. It's God. It's not man. It's God. So if y'all go around and y'all see people taking the credit for things, I'm telling y'all, y'all better watch that, because nobody gets the glory but God. Nobody gets the credit but God. Nobody. We just have to activate our faith, but it's God that does the work. We have to activate our faith, but it's God that does the work. Faith fulfilling all impossibilities through Him. Through Him. Not through man, not through yourself, but through Him. So y'all, as I come to the end of this message, I really want y'all to get that it takes faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please. I also want, thank you, Lord. I also want to bring this out. We have to activate our faith, and the Bible also tells us that faith without works is dead. If it has no works, so we have to activate our faith. You know, activate, that's an action word, and we have to go out and do it. That's an action word. We got to have work behind our faith. So, you know, we have faith, like I said, and believe in God for things. I got work to do. I can't just sit there and just be like, oh, Lord, you know, how I'm going to do it. Oh, Lord, how it's going to do this. Oh, Lord, how it's going to come about this and that and the other. I got to go out and do the work. If I want God to bless me, I got to go out and do the work. I got to go out and do the work that I can do and let God do that very thing that only He can do. You see what I'm saying? So, y'all, I just thank God for this lesson. I thank God for that reminder about having faith. Faith fulfilling all impossibilities through Him. So, Father God, I thank you, God, for your grace, God. I thank you, God, for this lesson, this short lesson that you have allowed me to give to your Jews, God. And I ask, Lord God, that this message will go out, Lord God, and that they will know that all they have to do is have faith, Lord God. And everything that is impossible is possible with you, because only the impossible things can be fulfilled through you, God. And God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, God, for it all belongs to you, God. I thank you, God. Continue, Lord God, to keep us with the faith to know that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, God. Keep us with the faith to know, God, that everything, God, Father God, that we need is in you. It's in your hands, God. All we have to do is activate our faith and go out and get it. And Father God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, for it all belongs to you, God. I thank you, God. Save, heal, set free, and deliver. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So you all go out, activate your faith, go out and believe God for the impossible, and know that it can only be fulfilled by God. You all be blessed. Bye. Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel, you ministry, okay? All right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.